Good morning, everyone. We're talking about healthcare this morning. I'm John Hockenberry with Celeste Headley.
Good morning.
And, you know, I agonize over this. Are we contributing to the responsible debate on healthcare by showing pictures and running sound of people screaming and yelling, or are we contributing to it by taking sound bites that are maybe a little outrageous and talking about them? I don't know.
I don't know either. We are asking people to dispel myths today, which is kind of and I wanted to give mine.
Yeah, what's your myth that you want dispelled?
We won't kill your granny.
We won't kill your granny. Well, that's actually the issue that we want to talk about in this segment. Listen to this statement from Representative Virginia Fox speaking on the floor of the House of Representatives last month, talking about an issue that she claims is in the Democratic plan, which calls for death panels, which actually will have the government determining how you die.
Republicans have a better solution that won't put the government in charge of people's health care and that ensures affordable access for all Americans and is pro-life because it will not put seniors in a position of being put to death by their government.
Well, this issue is part of the debate, and we asked Dr. Laurel Coleman to stay with us, a geriatrician and specialist on palliative care with the Maine Medical Center. We were poking fun there, suggesting that some seniors believe they're maybe a little nearer to their God in all of this debate and that the government will be enforcing some sort of rationing at the end of life. You suggested that, well, it's more complicated than that. Also with us is Amity Schles, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a columnist for Bloomberg. Amity, let me begin with you. Is this correct, this idea that the health care reform means rationing, government-imposed death, that sort of thing?
If you look at the actual, good morning, I should say, if you look at the actual legislation we're all talking about, you don't see the phrase death panel in there. No, you see some pretty mild language about that you can't even understand about directives and advanced care and rural offices helping people, and you get the general impression that there should be some standardization and discussion of this stage of life and its costs.
But isn't this discussion, and Dr. Laurel Coleman, I'll ask this to you because I imagine this is what you do in your profession, isn't there already discussion of this so-called advanced care, which is kind of a euphemism for end of the line, pal, right?
Well, it isn't actually a euphemism for end of the line. I mean, most of us, as we age, face many chronic illnesses and challenging situations. And ideally, I think that you with your physician would have an advanced care planning discussion. What are your options for health care? What are your preferences and goals? That's the ideal. But in reality, these conversations are rather hit and miss. They happen at hospitalizations, at nursing home admissions, and sometimes and many times never. So I think the goal of the bill is to offer an option for people to better educate them, to help them know what their options are for future healthcare choices.
As a healthcare professional, Dr. Coleman, would you welcome an organized way of having those discussions, and would you welcome cost to be one of the issues discussed?
Well, the first part of the question, I certainly welcome more awareness on behalf of both the consumers of healthcare, seniors, and the physician and nurse practitioners and PAs that participate in these discussions, that they're very valuable. You're right that I spend time doing this type of discussion with patients and families in the work that I do, and they are uniformly 100% welcomed and appreciated by families.
All right, Dr. Laurel Coleman, thank you so much for that perspective. She's a geriatrician and specialist on palliative care at the Maine Medical Center. So, Amity Schles, it suggests, at least in the view of one doctor, that these discussions need to go on more. They're going on in a happenstance way, and that healthcare reform might be a way of organizing them. Do you support that? Do you think that's where the House and Senate are heading?
Well, the question is who's in charge of these discussions?
Right.
Is it really the individual, or is it a government office? And that's what's informing the sometimes hysterical allegations that you're hearing. If there's one big authority that's making all these decisions, and seniors are in Medicare, that's their program, that suggests there'll be less choice. And that's what where the concern is. If it's an insurance company, that's also kind of a monolith, but maybe less of one, because at least in theory you can separate from your insurance company. And that's why there's this concern, especially because Medicare is a government program, so it has a certain budget, so it does have to ration its resources.
And it already does that, right?
And it already does that. And we know from experience elsewhere, as in the UK, that when a government or a single entity, but especially a government, is in charge of something like this, it will be rational and it will ration, and that means seniors will will sometimes not get the treatment because society says maybe younger people need this more. It's our decision. And, you look at places like the UK, and it is not hysterical to point out that they curtail, for example, kidney dialysis.
Well, we are far down in that debate maybe than some would suggest in some of the rhetoric. Amity Schlaes, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a columnist for Bloomberg. Thanks so much. The discussion on death panels in healthcare reform, just one of the myths and issues we're trying to get to the bottom of here. Celeste?